and very fast. I'll have to watch her carefully. When I go to sleep that night, I dream about little chicks hatching. I'm getting excited to see what they will look like. Finally, one morning, my dad tells me it's our last day in Africa. We have to go back to America. I slowly say goodbye to the things I will miss. Kambe, I say to the mango tree. Kambe, I say to the little creek. Kambe, I say to Africa. When the time comes to leave, I'm sad. I say goodbye to my African family and friends. Slowly, I walk to the chicken coop to say goodbye to my chickens. Then I see it. An egg is hatching. A tiny wet chick peeks out from a white egg. Chédé, chédé! I shout, chicks, chicks! Everyone comes to see. They all congratulate me. Just then, another egg hatches. I'm very happy, but I'm very sad too. I don't want to leave my chickens behind. Don't worry, Amina, says Uncle Madu. I'll take good care of them. When you come back, your chicks will be old enough to lay eggs for you. I smile so big you can see the empty space where my tooth is missing. And right away, I begin to count the days until we will come back to Africa.
Along with being an author, Penda is also an artist, a filmmaker, as well as a clothing designer. For more information, go to pendajakite.com and pendaware.com, where a percentage of all sales go to educate young girls in Mali, West Africa.
You're listening to Peace, Love, and Soup with Brian Delaney and Tave Fashe-Drake.
Did you know that March is National Peanut Month?
And not only that, but March 15th is National Peanut Lovers Day. Nutritionally speaking, the peanut is a protein-packed food source, with more than 25% of it being pure protein.
That's a higher percentage than eggs, milk, meat, or fish.
Peanuts contain healthy minerals, antioxidants, and vitamins, and an early introduction of peanuts into one's diet can reduce the likelihood of peanut allergies.
It's true. In a study recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine, researchers from Great Britain and the United States announced that early introduction of peanuts dramatically reduced the prevalence of peanut allergies.
Did you know, just because the word nut is in their name, peanuts are not nuts. Peanuts are actually legumes.
Edible seeds inside pods. Think soybeans, garbanzo beans, and our personal favorite, peas.
These tasty and popular little snacks grow underground, unlike walnuts, hazelnuts, and acorns, which grow on trees.
Fun fact, along with peanuts, clover and licorice are in the leguminosa family.
Leguminosa. Doesn't it sound like a Harry Potter curse?
It does. I leguminosa you.
Leguminosa you.
Brian, did you know there's a fear of having peanut butter stick to the roof of your mouth?
What?
And it's known as arachibutyrophobia.
Wait, what? That's a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tavi, did you know that peanuts save lives?
I did hear you say that earlier in the show.
Well, I just wanted to tell you again, okay, just to make sure you were listening.
Tell us more.
Well, the United Nations and Doctors Without Borders uses Plumpy Nut, a high-nutrient peanut-based paste, as a therapeutic food to treat severe malnutrition in emergency situations in developing countries.
Wow, that is a lot of information. Did you know goober, a nickname for peanuts, comes from Nguba, the Congo or Kimbundo language word for peanut?
Fun fact, my younger brother's nickname growing up was goober or the goob for short.
The goob. Okay, that's cute.
He was so happy to get away to college that none of his new friends would know his nickname until his wedding reception when I resurrected it in front of both his old and new friends in a little speech I gave.
And now, Brian, everybody in the world knows that your younger brother's name is the Goob.
We like to think that the world is listening. Think big. Isn't that what they always tell you?
That's true.
Anyway, back to Did You Know?
Does the Goob know that George Washington Carver was known as the plant doctor and the grandfather of peanuts?
I hope so.
Though he did not invent peanut butter, he discovered many ways to use peanuts and innovative farming methods, including crop diversification and soil conservation, along with making paper out of peanut shells.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you know archaeologists discovered that peanuts native to South America have been around for thousands of years? South Americans have made peanut-inspired pottery some 3,500 years ago.
Peanuts were grown as far north as Mexico when the Spaniards took this glorious groundnut back to Spain, And from there, traders and explorers spread them to Asia and Africa. Africans were the first to introduce them to North America, beginning in the 1700s.
I am Baba Wage Jakite from Mali, West Africa, living in Portland, Oregon. Welcome to Peace, Love, and Soup. Ben, Kanu, Anisuma.
Hey, I'm going out tonight, so don't try to call me.
Call me.
I need to free my mind, so I'm about to party.
We're here in the kitchen of Baba Wage Jakite. He's an educator, an herbalist, and perhaps most importantly, a storyteller. Thank you for inviting us into your home today for a little culture, cooking, and conversation. Initle Baba Wage.
Hello, Baba Wage. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. You're welcome. I am ready to show you how we make tigadegena. Traditionally, they will say if you want to make a Mandinka family happy, make peanut stew. It's a very famous dish in West Africa, Mali, Senegal, Gambia, Sierra Leone, Guinea. All these are old Mandinka land. They were all one people. And so now we are separated by Western colonial political border, which unfortunately made a big impact. You know, 150 years of colonization was not a great thing. Tigadegena is just made with a local vegetable from the region. We grow a lot of peanut in Mali. And generally when we cook tigadegena, it's served over rice or over grain, depending on where you go. But food, it's also an important reason of people to come together. Because once you bring people together and begin a dialogue, the result is there is no more fear. You know that. That's not just Malian thing. That's very universal.
That's why Brian and I started Peace, Love, and Soup in the first place.
Absolutely. It can create peace between people. I grew up in a small village. We all sit together three times a day to eat around a big community bowl. And it's so much better than city style.
City style, what do you mean by that?
Where everybody put their food in their own bowl and eat and act like a Western, forgetting our culture and our tradition. That was the fear of my grandmother. During daytime, we help our grandparents in their fields. In the evening, we as children are rewarded with stories. You know, when you are so young, stories are so exciting because it's sort of like your first time to a movie theater.
Share with us this centuries-old tradition of storytelling and maybe the philosophy of it.
The true storytelling scene, I have never seen like when I was growing up. My grandmother constantly said, this is the beginning of education. Elders will sit and they'll be telling a story in the darkest moment of the night. When my grandmother tells stories, she takes it really seriously. It's almost like she's entering in a different zone of humanity. You can see it in her face. And I remember as a little boy, I always take the perfect spot right across from her. And I will stare into her eyes as she talk about stars moving and the moon connecting with human, all interreacting as one thing, the earth, plant, animals, and humans, everything is one. That oneness was repeated over and over and over in stories. So we learn metaphorically animals actually are playing role of men. And we also, through my grandmother, see and hear a concern of a tree, giving a voice to an egg. Everything imaginable that you think have no voice had voices. in the stories that my grandparents used to tell.
And this is what you're also describing as your early education.
That's what my grandmother meant. Our eyes needed to be open. In Mali, or many places in Africa, in the old world, things are still said indirectly to help people process their own thinking and find their own answer to it. Because it is within that metaphor, is a tool that is given to you at this point. If you talk about African folk tales, following the characters of animals such as rabbit, hyena, you learn what it means to be a clever person, a smart person, and what role a smart person plays. Stories are all about that, to open young people's mind and eye into that, so their social life can be improved when they find themselves into one. Through my nonprofit tutoring program called Kofale, I worked with kids all my life, both in Mali and in the United States. I think what made me, you know, like storytelling is not just because I learn my family history through it. I learn Africa history. And then in the end, I am so curious about each one of us. Interacting with each other make us a better human. My storytelling is a little different because I do it for the purpose of dialogue, for others to see their own importance. So storytelling is also finding our own missing puzzle with other people.
Podcast being so popular now, it's about people telling stories. And it seems that in this day and age, people are very interested in hearing a modern version of storytelling.
Yes. You know, the modern version of storytelling helps. It does. I mean, I listen to radio occasionally, but I'm excited to hear other people saying something about their lives. Mm-hmm. But what makes mine specifically different is the presence. The physical presence with every being, and grateful to the family in which I come from. My grandfather was a cook. I am not a cook.
If you think you can't cook, you can still cook soup. That's something we say on the show a lot.
Ah, okay. Even if you're not a cook, you can still cook soup.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, getting into the ingredients of your delicious soup, I can smell this fresh ginger. Mm. Do you want to talk about the other things?
We have eggplant, cabbage, whole okra, chopped onion, habanero, and the best part is garlic. And this is my little garlic thing.
Note that this is a mortar and pestle.
Yeah. And this needs to be crushed a lot. Generally, I just put this in my mouth and eat it. The more you crush garlic in your mouth, then suddenly that's where all the effects are present.
What are the benefits of that?
Garlic?
Mm-hmm. From your herbalist background, what are the benefits?
Good for lungs and liver and digestive system. One of my best recipe is raw garlic blend together with ginger and turmeric and add lime juice to it and drink it.
Ooh, Brian, that sounds good for you because you love turmeric.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So should I make a little the end of these?
Oh, I'd love it. Are you adding to that, Baba Wage?
This is powder chicken broth herb box.
That he's mashing with the head of garlic.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful for substituting salt. And it has no MSG in it. I'm going to put a little pepper in there. Oh, maybe a quarter teaspoon.
It smells really good.
Mm-hmm. Smash this together very nicely. So you can see I put the pan on low flame. I'm going to put this much oil in there.
Say 3 tablespoons.
So my pan was in a low flame for a while. And I have a spice here. This is sumbalamugu. This is from a tree in Mali called Nere tree. Sumbalamugu is known as the stinkiest spice, but had brought more people together as couple I have ever seen.
It's a love drug.
It is.
I have a substitute for those of you who are not able to get Sumbalamugu. You can substitute miso paste.
So here I am.
You're back at your pot.
I am sauteing onion with tomato paste.
And it's 6 ounces of tomato paste that you put right in there with that whole chopped onion and all of the garlic and bouillon.
Look at it, how beautiful it looks. Mm-hmm. At this moment, roll your chopped chicken in there. And then we put in right now 2 tablespoons of grated ginger. Add 1.5 tablespoons of bouillon powder. Add a little bit of salt. And then all these are mixed together. And then at this point, I get to close it for 5 minutes. Yep, I'm going to leave it there. So the next thing will be a quart of chicken broth. And then after this, I'm going to fill the same quart box with water and add it to it. We let it boil a little before we add all the veggies.
We use Chinese eggplant. So it's one of the long purple ones. It cut up all the uniform circles.
Yes.
A whole green cabbage just wedged into about 6 or 7 chunks.
We have chopped spinach. It's in there.
So probably about, maybe a pound of chopped spinach.
And then when it cooked a little bit, 16 ounce.
The all-important peanut butter, because that's what our soup is named after.
Yes. I'm going to let it cook a little bit. So when the vegetables are almost ready, you know, the last 5 minutes, we add all the okra to it. At this point, we want habanero to cook, but we don't want it to pop open. When it's cooked, we will remove the habanero and put it on the side. So then we give the pleasure to those that don't like it, and give the pleasure to those who want to nibble it with their food.
And we want to make sure the stem doesn't pop out of it while it's cooking.
I won't.
Could you tell our listeners how to find more information about your school?
It's called Kofale. It's a tutoring program. It's not a school. Yes.
And it is a nonprofit.
Yes. It means gift exchange. This name came about when my first daughter was born, and a friend of ours decided that they would do the naming ceremony in their village. And that was the beginning of it. Every year we go visit, I think there was maybe 7, 8 students at the beginning, but with our support, they grow until 2 years ago, became 1,700 students. 20-something years of relationship. Every year we bring school materials to the village, and we do fundraiser through the Kofale nonprofit that we're very sustainable with, that is only supported by donors from the U.S. Through Kofale, even our students that are at the university level or high school level, we still aid them by hiring math teacher and also hiring a teacher that will assist them to help them accomplish their education faster. But this program was not only about children education. It was also to expose the West in general to Malian culture. And I spent years bringing a lot of people from Portland, and it was very successful until suddenly we started having a problem in Timbuktu area of Mali. And then the U.S. Embassy and the Peace Corps pulled themselves out. It's been a terrible thing. Wow, last 6, 7 years, really. People are afraid to go in the country. Once the most gentle, the most friendly place in the world. It's really unfortunate. To learn more about us, you go to www.kofale.org.
Kofalen is K-O and then dash F-A-L-E-N.
.org. We're a Portland-based organization here in the great Pacific Northwest.
That's right.
Ah, So you can see the little peanut oil surfacing. This is an indication that our sauce is ready to be eaten. You can feed probably 10 good people with this right now.
Mm-hmm. And how many bad people do you think you could feed?
You know, what food does is filter us. So there will not be a bad person around food, you know. So anyhow, look at this beautiful thing. It's wow. done now.
Clearly you're a visual artist as well, because look at the impact of that soup.
Yeah. Remember, Brian, everything is connected. Everything. Okay, you want to try now?
Yes, I do.
All right, so it's now time for tasting. Tavi, you're first.
Let's see. That's it. Wow.
Tastes like Mali?
Yes, it does. It tastes like West Africa. That is complex. And now we're going to find out what Brian Delaney thinks of this.
Well, first off, for me, and Tavi knows this, I'm not big into cream soups. Mm-hmm. So I like the alternative versions of cream soups. And this, it tastes very creamy from the slowly cooked peanut butter. I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And then the cooked eggplant is delicious. Mm.
Well, the anteater kind of tastes it with his tongue, but Haina, if it's in his stomach, he says it's good.
Thank you so much for having us here to share in a wonderful history of Malian storytelling, as well as this wonderful soup.
Yes, thank you, Baba Wage.
To you too. So here are the ginger.
Oh, that's right. You promised me a healthy cocktail. Here we go. So this is ginger and turmeric?
Ginger, lime, turmeric, and honey.
Delicious.
I love this.
So this is the one that is basil, lime, and bitter melon.
Wait, you need to start selling this. What is it going to be called?
Baba Herbs.
Listeners out there, you can get in touch with Baba Wage Jakite.
Go to kofalin.org. But I also have babawage.wordpress.com to see my art.
Many ways to get in touch with him.
Oh, yeah. I am the rooster head in the sauce.
What was that?
In West Africa, if they say, oh, I'm like a rooster head in the sauce, it just means I'm visible. I'm visible. It's a proverb.
Oh, that's a crack-up. Yeah. Iniche kosobe kosobe kosobe.
Iniche inibaraji.
Ifana inibaraji.
What she said.
Iniche inibaraji. She said, thank you very, very, very much. And many blessing. And I said, thank you, and many blessings to you too.
You've been listening to Peace, Love, and Soup, audio nourishment for both the heart
and mind, with Tave Fache Drake
and Brian Delaney. In closing our show, we'd like to leave you with this quote.
Perhaps the mission of an artist is to interpret beauty to people.
The beauty within themselves.
Langston Hughes.
Join us next time for Season 2, Episode 2, our summer show.
We'll be celebrating the voices of today's youth with all their brightness and energy. Known as Generation Z, we've decided to call them Generation Zeal.
Ooh, zeal. That's a good Scrabble word. 13 points. 26 if you hit a double word score.
Or if you have a Z on the triple letter and then the whole thing on a double word score, then you could have 66 points.
The sign of the devil. I think it's time we played that game. Oh, hashtag Scrabble Soup.
Hashtag like, Generation Zeal. Don't let anybody say it was anyone else. It was us. Brian and Tave. Peace, love, and soup.
See you next time, everyone.
You let it hear that story again and again about this young brother from the city of rain. Rooftop garden parties always help me maintain while my headphones pumping soul beats in my vein. When I be on that train, my brain be on.
Thanks again, Johnny Cool.
Thanks, Johnny.
This awesome song is called Lavender Lemonade. Check him out on SoundCloud.
In the game is the aim. Now I'm making hits with my homie Dwayne. Free thought taking over so I can't complain. Now I can't complain. Travel the world and live out your dreams from Portland.
City of Roses.
LA.
Where them girls is gorgeous.
New Orleans.
Stand up like soldiers.
Even NYC. Hey. Now we gon' take them to Tokyo.
What?
Mexico.
Yeah.
Fly me to Hawaii.
Hey.
Brazil. All of Africa. When I get back, I'll get back to ya.
For more information about today's show, along with artist links, photos, recipes, and more, visit us on our website.
Like us on Facebook.
find us on SoundCloud.
And follow us on Instagram.
At Peace, Love, and Soup.
Boom.
Like, look at me now.
Thank you for listening to Peace, Love, and Soup, folks.
Community Radio is requesting proposals for a grant writer to provide ongoing grant writing services and application support. This is a one-year contract position for 200 hours, compensated at $25 an hour. Proposals must be submitted electronically to Delphine Crescenzo, station manager at Del, that's D-E-L, at KBOO.FM. Proposals are due Friday, January 4th at 5 p.m. Responsibilities, background information, the scope of work, and proposal requirements can be found at KBOO.FM/grantwriter2018.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Judge Torres, running January 10th to 19th at the Milagro Theater in Portland. Judge Torres is a modern-day fairy tale rooted in Salvadoran folklore. Xiomara Torres faces many obstacles in her turbulent journey crossing the border, maneuvering the U.S. foster care system, missing her family, aging out, and becoming the most recent Latinx judge in Multnomah County, Oregon. This is her story. Again, that's Judge Torres, running January 10th through 19th, weekly on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Milagro Theater, 525 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information is available at KBOO.FM on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Así que vamos a delirar, deliremos por un ratito.